The Christmas Turnaround. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned two Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a ninth degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a ninth degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a nine-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
There are parts of his job that Sheriff John Olson just simply hated. Today he had to perform one of those dreaded tasks. He had to evict a father and three children from their home. And to make things worse, it was a week before Christmas. Now, how did this ugly situation come about? Well, Stephen Reed had been a very successful salesman in New York City. So successful that he was able to support a wife and three children. And then tragedy struck the Reed family. Stephen's wife became very, very ill, and she died. Before she died, she made Stephen promise to take the children to live in the country. She had grown up in the country, and she thought city life was what had made her sick. So Stephen, being an honorable man, took his promise to his wife very seriously. He packed up the three kids, and he moved to the country. He then rented a farm from Mr. Sam Mersk. As you can probably imagine, Stephen took to farming like fish take to breathing air. He was a terrible farmer, and as a result, he couldn't pay his rent. Mr. Mersk was quite patient with Stephen, but eventually the inevitable had to be done. It was now Sheriff Olson's job to carry out that task. When Sheriff Olson got to the Reed house, he found that the only ones there were the three Reed children. They invited the sheriff in to wait for their father. After quite some time, the sheriff became a little edgy. Ellen asked the sheriff if he were restless. "Kinda," said the sheriff. I am supposed to give you a letter when you get restless." Ellen went and got a letter and handed it to the sheriff. Sheriff Olson wordily opened the letter and began to read it to himself. The letter was from Stephen Reed, and it was awful. He was giving his children away. Can you imagine? He was giving his children away. In his mind, he thought that was a good Christmas gift for them. He thought that they would be better off with somebody else taking care of them than him. Well, the sheriff quickly packed up the three children and he took them to his house so his wife could watch over them. The sheriff then went back out in search of Stephen Reed. He eventually found Stephen trying to leave town on a freight train. Sheriff Olson grabbed Reed and dragged him off the train and put him in his car. After a while, Stephen pleaded with the sheriff to let him go. He said he was no good for his children. He said he had lost his nerve and was scared. The sheriff looked at Stephen and said, "Do you think I don't know what scared is like? Today I have to dress up like Santa Claus and pass out Christmas presents to the children. Now, I don't like being in front of people like that. Now, that scares me. I'm very uncomfortable in front of people." Stephen Reed grunted. "Oh, you think it is so easy?" asked the sheriff. "If it is so easy, then you do it. I'll make a deal with you. If you play Santa Claus for me, then I'll get you a job. Besides, my wife is bringing your kids, and I am sure they will get a kick out of seeing their father play Santa Claus." A short time later, they had Stephen Reed all dressed up in that big red suit, and he was on stage. He was the most depressing-looking Santa Claus ever. His head was down, and it looked like he didn't have a friend in the world. The sheriff wondered if he had made a mistake by putting Reed up there. He had hoped it would give Reed a little bit more confidence. Then, things got worse. Sam Mersk sat down beside the sheriff, and Mersk was hopping mad. You see, most of the presents had been bought at Mersk's dry goods store, and all the presents were wrapped in Mersk's paper because he was the chairman of the celebration committee. Mersk had a lot riding on this celebration. Sheriff, you have got some nerve sitting here. Who do you have up there in those whiskers? Little Ellen Reed, who was sitting next to the sheriff, said, It's my father, Mr. Mersk. Isn't he wonderful? Sam Mersk said to the sheriff, So, you put that no-good bum, Stephen Reed, in that suit. Well, that's just wonderful. Oh, man, I'll get you for this, Sheriff. Stephen Reed began handing out the presents to the children. As always, there were two, three, sometimes even four children who were unhappy with their presents. Because of this, the committee always kept a few extra presents for these children. The only problem was the sheriff had forgotten to tell Reed about those extra presents. Oh no. Here came little Johnny Pilshek, and he was hopping mad. He had gotten mittens, and he didn't feel that was an appropriate gift at all. He marched up to Santa and said, I don't want mittens. Mittens aren't a real present. You're right, Johnny. Most mittens aren't a real present, said Stephen Reed. But these are special mittens. The label says they are made of interwoven reprossed wool. We had to order them specially for you at my home in the North Pole. But I already have mittens, said Johnny. Reed, took Johnny's hand in his and inspected it. He then said, I know you have mittens, Johnny, but you need these special ones. You see, Johnny, you have very special hands. You need to keep those fingers of yours very, very nimble. If a baseball player at your age gets frozen fingers, he will spend his entire career in the minor leagues. And Johnny, we don't want you anywhere but the major leagues. At that moment, Johnny had a new perspective on the mittens and his future. Johnny went away dreaming about baseball and the major leagues. Just then, little April came forward. She said, I think there has been a mistake, Santa. This present was meant for a boy. We don't make many mistakes, said Reed. But let me see what we have here. Reed examined the package, and it was a drab gray muffler. I don't mind it being a muffler, but this one was meant for a boy, said April. Well, you are right, April. This muffler was made for a boy, and I know it is ugly. But we chose this especially for you. You are a very pretty girl. And you are going to get even prettier, April. But the truth is, you have to protect your voice. To get on television or in the movies, you have to have a good voice. Do I have to wear it all the time, Santa? No, just when it gets below freezing. You ask your mother to check the thermometer and before you go out. And if it is below 32 degrees, then you wear it. Yes, Santa, I will. Thank you. And so it went on that day. All the children were happy. Sam Mersk turned to the sheriff and he said, Pretty tricky, Sheriff. Having Reed put on an exhibition for me of his sales skills. All right, I'll give him a job. The sheriff was shocked. That was not his plan at all. Things were turning out better than he expected. Now it did feel like Christmas. Just then, the piano began playing Jingle Bells. Sheriff Olson joined in with the singing with a joy he had never sung with before. And the moral of this story is to believe in yourself if you want others to believe in you too. And the truth is, we should believe in ourselves. But remember, you and I are children of the living God. Now that's a Christmas story to remember. This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next organizational event? Look no further than the host of this podcast, Mark Bowser. He's presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, the United States Marine Corps, Dell, and many more. Learn more about Mark speaking and other work on markbowser.com.